been telling you not now, but baby, come and give it to me. Cause I could tell by the way that you move that you're the one who could give it to me. Yeah, so come on, let's move through the crowd so we can find ourselves some privacy. And when I get you all to myself, I promise it's gonna be hard to breathe when you watch me shake. Seen a beautiful ghost, she must have been a sight to see. And she got your mouth wide open and you're sweating like 100 degrees. But it's not a ghost, your body can't handle you watching me. And one more move, I'ma make you drop to your knees when I
live from the Babylon Podcast Studios in an undisclosed location in beautiful Southern California. It's Babylon Podcast, where gay is the way and no topic is left unturned. With your hilarious big-haired hosts, Philly Dean and Scooter Booter. Get your cocktails ready as they dish the dirt and drink the juice. Podcasting in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Aunt Phyllis.
Hello!
Why don't you handle that thing over there while I take care of the peoples? How you doing? I'm just going to unplug you for a few seconds.
No, I'm plugged. I'm good. I'm right here.
All
right.
Put your pantyhose back on.
Yes, I'm in. The wig. Everything's good.
I took mine off today. Did you notice?
I did. We are sitting around in our little boxer briefs.
Yes, we are bosom twins. Wait, pretty much. Is there a cum stain on these shorts you gave me?
There very well might be. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to take a shower.
Those actually came from the other side of the bed, so.
Yeah.
There's
not even your cum stain.
I don't even know what might be on those.
So inappropriate.
Sorry.
So musty.
It's a little humid here today, isn't it?
Oh, mira.
Look at all this extra water on our items here.
Do you know what we need to bring back in this house?
What?
Cocktail hour.
Cheers. Yes.
So our glasses are like completely sweaty on the outside, much kind of like you from coming from work. Very sweaty.
Yes, like my balls.
Yes. But this is not salty. So.
Oh, true.
This
true
is just
that.
Regular water. But literally there's like a half a cup of water on the table where this cup was sitting. So it's very humid here in Long Beach. But not too hot. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does. It was hotter at my work for sure.
Yes.
And sun setting, and it's got very scenic out there, and it's very scenic out there. Look how you can see the mountains from your place.
It's a gorgeous day here in Southern California.
Can I see Catalina? Oh, wait, we can't see that from your balcony.
No, sorry.
No, you're in that cheap
seats. Yeah, I'm in the cheap seats. Sorry. In the cheap seats.
Oh, my goodness. It's Babylon Podcast. Welcome, Ann Phyllis.
I'm Ann Phyllis Dean.
And I'm Scooter Birder.
Thanks for joining us. So we just come off our big episode 88 with Justin Hernandez from New York. That was fun. We got some good feedback on that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I talked to someone who said that they were going to run right out and buy his book because we made it sound so good.
We didn't make it sound good. It is pretty good.
Good point. Touche, Scooter Booter. Touche.
You do know my first name is Scooter, right?
Yes.
I've been meaning to ask you about that for a while.
Yes. Why? Did I misspoke?
No. You always call me Scooter Booter.
Oh.
It's so formal. We're friends.
Oh, that's true, but I just like saying Scooter Booter.
Do you like when I tell the doorman that Scooter's here?
Yes, because then I usually say, make him wait. I'm not ready for him yet.
I feel slightly ridiculous telling a grown man my name is Scooter.
But it matches your face, so
okay. But I take some pleasure in it when he has to repeat it to you, another grown man. In heels and a wig.
Oh, remind me never to borrow these earbuds from you ever again.
Well, you asked.
What are these, like earbuds for horse? They're so big. They don't fit in my
ear. No, they're my guest earbuds, which is very much like my guest room philosophy. Have I ever told you my guest room
make
philosophy?
Make them very uncomfortable so they leave?
make it comfortable but small,
uh-huh.
like the bed, you know, so that it's... They can stand a few nights, but then it gets really irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see. So these are your guest earbuds so that they're not supposed to be comfortable.
Right. You're not supposed to ask for them next time you think, I don't want the guest earbuds. I want the real earbuds.
Yeah. Well, these are terrible. So just so you know. But thank you for letting me borrow them. I mean, much more convenient than running into my bedroom and grabbing my pair. that would have been too difficult.
I know.
Too difficult. So.
Oh, I was supposed to write something down.
Yes. Intro again.
Oh, but yes. I thought we were bareback Babylon these days.
We are, but we're still aren't going to. We may be bareback, but we're still not going to be sloppy. No sloppy bareback.
Oh, that what do they call that? That Santorum.
Santorum. We don't want any Santorum.
Oh, I saw a video the other day where there was a really frothy Santorum, and I was like, this is such a turnoff. Like, did the director not think to go in there and just wipe for them? Okay, wait, cut, wipe, go. They were totally into it. I was like, this is such a turnoff.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that frothiness either.
Ooh.
Yes. Ugh. Yeah, that's
not sexy.
No, well, but you're probably not normally seeing it, but maybe that's happening with you and you just don't know it.
Oh, shut up, you bitch.
Can I put my finger in your ass?
No, no, as a matter of fact, no, you cannot. But good try.
Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever.
So, well, Scooter Bitter, what have you been up to, lady?
Well, let's see. I have been busy. Bzzz.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few things going on, some family things. Oh, let's talk about my one of my family members that's in the hospital.
Oh no. That sounds like ravishing.
No, I know. But I find this hilarious. There was nobody to enjoy it with me, but it's a cousin of mine,
uh-huh.
and she has been most of her life like a pretty nasty person.
What's your cousin's name? Are you not supposed to say it?
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay.
It's not a cousin you know.
No, I know. It's just you sent me the name today, and I just remember thinking I didn't realize you had any black members in your family. I didn't realize you're so white. I
get that all the time. Yes. No. No, it's the French version of it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yes. So, because she likes French fries.
Okay.
Yeah. So, she has been fairly like unfiltered in her mouth for most of her life, and she's just kind of known for being a little bit of, oh my goodness,
Scooter Booter?
Is that me?
Is that?
I'm going to turn
what
that
are
off
you,
right
what is
now.
This your first show?
Oh my gosh, speaking of, family going out of control. So, yes, so she has been a kind of a potty mouth, and she says it like it is, which is kind of refreshing,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, a little bit of a turnoff. You don't really want her to...
Is she from the East Coast? Because that's
yeah.
a very East Coast thing.
No, I think it's just that her mother is so pretty and proper, that she is everything that her mother isn't, as kids tend to do, right?
Oh, okay. Like a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in the last 5 years or so, she's realized that really kind of alienates her, and
uh-huh.
she has cleaned up her act.
Okay, so she was the black sheep of the family.
Sure. Yes. Even being gay, she still was the black sheep of the family. So she's been very pleasant, great at parties, and just, you know, really wants to be with the family and has everything nice to say. Well, in the hospital, she's been on pain meds.
Oh.
And the old cousin came back.
Really?
On pain meds, which I think is just her base personality.
So she was doctoring it up for you, and the meds have kind of peeled that, like, protective skin off.
Yes. So I was describing an event that I had gone to where I had other family members, and I said, you know, these family members were complaining I never invite them over, and they've been invited a bajillion times. And before I could finish the story, she's like, you know, I really just get the impression you never want anybody at your house. I'm scared to even stop by, and I live 2 miles away.
Well, honey, she knows you.
And I was like, oh, no, you're welcome to come by. She's like, really? Really? And I'm like, oh, totally called out.
It's just when she gets there, you say,
go back to Party City where you belong.
And I'm going to make my exit from the hospital room now before I get any more nastiness called out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, but you're very warm and inviting to some people.
Right.
Yeah.
Which people?
I don't know. I don't know any of them.
Oh,
but
you're
just
being kind.
I'm figuring they're probably, yes, I imagine.
I don't have a lot of unscheduled stops, let's put it that way. But I don't live in a high traffic district where that would happen.
Right.
you know, like your neighborhood where I might just be here to do business or get my teeth done or swim in the ocean. Oh, not that.
No. No, because then you wouldn't need your teeth done.
Yeah.
You need to get the brown silt off your teeth if you swam in this ocean.
Yeah, and in the vein of family, I have another cousin getting married.
Oh!
Which is exciting. It's
congratulations.
It's my Broadway cousin that you know about.
Yes, the one that lives in New York.
Yes, she was out here for her engagement party. So they...
She has no friends back in New York, or...?
No, she does, but he lives out here.
Oh, okay.
And her family is here, so they wanted to have a little shindig, and I thought that was real nice. And I had to leave a little bit early Sunday to do that.
Yes, let me just ask a question. So she lives out there, he lives out here, the engagement party out here. What is the plan after the marriage?
I'm afraid to ask. Yeah, they both live in the entertainment industry, so they spend a lot of time going coast to coast for auditions and... Entertainment people tend to be on three projects all at the same time. So they've made it work.
See, that's the nice thing about us. We have dedicated ourselves to this one project.
The couch.
And look how successful it is. We have made tens of pennies on this.
Do you have a marriage proposal?
No, not yet.
Oh, neither do I.
Yes. No, I see that. No ring on your finger, honey.
Put a ring on it, sweetie. Yeah, so this engagement party was in Beverly Hills on Roxbury Drive. Are you familiar with Beverly Hills?
Because they got Lindsay Lohan driving around there, I try to stay out, generally speaking.
Right, she's got, what, 3 in 45 days? Oh, people she's hit?
It's out of control.
Yeah, she is out of control.
Why has she not, in referencing the Lindsay Lohan, why has she just not hired a car service? Why does she continue to try to drive herself?
Well, I don't understand. And why isn't that three strikes?
Yeah, that should be. Well, because that's not a violent crime. Well,
sure it is.
I guess it could be. But I don't know. This poor girl. I mean, all these other people that are nobodies drive. You know, have car services. You know, chauffeurs driving them around. I don't know why she hasn't picked up on that yet.
Now, speaking of car service, too, you know, and celebrities, you know how Rihanna got beat up by her boyfriend?
Yes. Yeah.
It was in a Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
It was in a rented Lamborghini.
Oh, okay.
How excited are you to be the rental company? To have the Lamborghini that Rihanna got beat up in.
Yes, you know, and there's a rental company over by the LAX airport that rents these kind of fancy cars. I looked into, like, I thought it'd be fun one time to drive to Vegas in like, a fancy car. You know, rent a convertible, you know, something exciting. Go for the weekend. Drive really fast out there.
Yeah.
And I forget what I looked up, and it wasn't a Lamborghini, I guarantee, but it might have been a Ferrari.
Uh-huh.
It was like $4,000 a day.
A day?
A day. To rent the...
Does that even make any sense?
Well, I guess it makes sense if you don't live here and you come to town and you need a Ferrari for some reason.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
I'm thinking if you rented it for 10 days, you might as well just use that as a down.
Well, yeah,
maybe a little more than that, but...
If you were going to buy one, I would suppose, but if you were, you know... Let's say you were someone that didn't live here and you came, and you couldn't be seen in anything but a Ferrari, then you would want to rent one.
Well, we'll get back to the story, but you know what kills me in Vegas when you see, like, the Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Rolls? How they park them in the valet. Yeah. If you own one of those cars, would you be, like, parking it in the valet?
No, like, put it way in the back where no one can see it, you know, where...
I would hire a driver so that it never got parked. Just keep driving it around. Don't ever park it where it could be dinged or some... dollar an hour valet driver could ruin it.
Right, exactly. Go. I'm sorry. You were in the middle of a story that we sidetracked from.
It's organic, sweetie.
Yes,
I know. Like this nut mix.
Isn't it delicious?
Do you notice how the chocolate tastes like cardboard?
You know what I've noticed.
I'm still picking it out, though.
We've consumed probably about 2,000 calories worth of trail mix in the last 45 minutes.
Right, and we didn't want to have a pizza.
You're right. Yeah, you didn't want a pizza, but all these. This, 4 cups of peanuts you just ate was just fine.
Peanuts? I love peanuts.
Chocolate peanuts on top of that.
No, sweetie, it's 150 calories. Calories, only 10 grams of fat.
For how many servings, though?
Oh, shit.
You gotta look at that up. That's.
I always forget that.
Yeah, how many servings in a bag?
Six.
Six servings in a bag.
Holy crap, yes. That's 60 grams of fat.
So, and we're, and we're on our second bag.
I'm going back to my alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
Okay, where was I? Celebrities, Lamborghinis, Beverly Hills.
Right.
Yes, so we went to Roxbury Drive, which is the, I determined via Google Maps, a very swanky neighborhood. All the houses had the tennis courts and the pools.
So this is her And soon to be in-law family, or?
Yes, in-law's family had
house.
His house up there.
Nice.
Yeah, and they said, we would love to host an engagement party for you. Okay, great. I'm
well,
like,
she's marrying well.
Fancy schmancy.
Right.
So I pull up at the appropriate time, because you know how on time I am, except when I'm coming to see you.
Uh-huh.
And about every 2.75 minutes, there is one of those Hollywood bus tours with the open bus.
Driving by?
Driving down that street. I mean, in the set of, like, 5 minutes, there was 6 to 7 buses.
Really?
All different companies running down this thing.
Oh.
Lucille
they
Ball.
They never stopped at your house, the house you were at, right?
Peter Falk. No. I can't remember the other ones they were saying, because you could hear everything they were saying.
Okay.
So I get out of the car, and people start taking pictures of me.
Well, honey, this...
Scooter Booter!
Yeah, they just cited Scooter Booter while they
I
were here in Hollywood.
I made it. I had to attend to the driver.
Then did you have to get back in the car and, like, drive off really fast and have them chase you down the street, down the 101?
No, I walked into the house, and then they were like, oh my gosh, that's where he lives. That was the end of the story.
You don't say.
They sped away. Yeah, no, it was...
These stories get better and better as we're drinking, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it was lovely. It goes right back to our L.A. story. The owners were in their late 50s, probably. No, mid-50s to late 50s. And while they had some interesting things to talk about, because I was very interested in how they had acquired the house, built it, whatever...
It's very simple, honey. You write a check. That's how you acquire the house.
Well, there's a lot of history. They've been there for many years, and I said, what's going on with the neighborhood? And they gave me all the chisme and all the fancy neighbors and the celebrities and everything. But what it really came down to at the end of that story was how much money he had made and how important he was.
Ah, okay.
Which fits the bill.
Sure.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go get a refill of my little margarita. Thanks, bye. Like, you can only take so much of it, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those people, they live in that world.
Yeah, I don't think they realize they're doing that.
Right.
Yeah, and it's not necessary for me to prove yourself. I said, you have a lovely house, nice backyard. Your pool house is 1,600 square feet. It's bigger than mine.
Right.
Fuck you. Oh, my house is a teardown in this neighborhood. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, one of these.
My $7 million house is a teardown. Okay, well... thanks for the free booze.
Yeah, right? Yeah, thanks for the hot dogs.
What have you been up to?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned age. Can we do a little segment that we haven't done in a while?
Yeah, what? On age.
So normally we haven't done Douchebag and Delightful in a long time. And normally we do it at the end of the show, but this is like real business. This just happened today. This is fresh off the Douchebag Press.
Douchebag or Delightful Press.
Douchebag or Delightful Press.
Are you presenting?
Oh, that's true. I am present. Well, someone once told me it cannot be a douchebag or delightful if there's no delightful in the story.
Yet you harass somebody about doing that.
Yeah, and to me, there's no delightful in the story, but I will let you be the judge of whether or not there's any delightful in the story.
Okay.
But... I had to go to the doctor today.
Delightful.
Yes. And I had to get a little procedure done.
Finger?
Put my finger in your ass.
No, not that procedure. No, this is the...
Speculum?
Get the extra wide ones, Bethy.
That is such a curious device. Have you ever seen one of those?
I've seen it in porn, which is really sad.
Right, no, you see it in porn. But, I mean, really, you're looking up somebody's asshole with a piece of Lucite.
Yeah.
It's so odd.
Yeah, sorry. My favorite is when they've stretched it out and then they go, look, there it is. There's my load.
Oh, God. I can't believe you just said that.
I've seen that in porn.
Pointing. Look, yeah. There's my load. Who are they pointing to?
I don't know who they're talking to, but I guess to the camera, to us, the viewers, is who they're talking to.
The jack-offers.
Yeah.
You know, we have listeners. Our porn watchers, do they call them the jack-offers?
I guess, whatever, the jack-offers, we have the boo-boos.
Hey, boo-boo.
So anyways... This was my annual aviation physical, so I have to go get a piece of paper that says I'm fit to fly. And as I'm checking in, the gal, the receptionist, asks me if I need to have an EKG done, which is the thing for your heart, right? The heart exam. And
You told them that was unnecessary because you don't have one.
No, honey.
Still a requirement.
It's still, yes. Even if you don't have one, they make you take one. So I said, well, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the rules. I just show up and pay my money. I don't know what the rules are. So while I'm filling out my paperwork, she goes and asks the doctor.
I'd love to be on the other side of the desk. Speculum. I can't think of the other things that it would be done.
He doesn't know what's coming to him.
Is there a checklist I can go down? Speculum, blood pressure, scratch test, scrape his throat.
Turn your head and cough. So she goes back and asks the doctor. The doctor comes out. He's like, well, you haven't seen anyone since the last time I saw you, right? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, then yes, you need an EKG. Okay, fine. I need an EKG. So she charges me for the extra EKG exam. And I go back, along our process, someone...
Not one of those, where they test the vagina. What is that? They have that little bristle brush in there.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the women are listening know what I'm talking about.
I don't know anything about putting a brush...
No, so they test her cancer or something. What do they call that thing? Gosh darn it. A pap smear. What about the pap smear? Did she recommend that?
She did not recommend the pap smear.
Gosh
no.
Darn it, that was the longest way to get to that damn joke.
Wow.
Okay, so you go back.
It wasn't that simple, darling.
Not really. No, I'm going to slow down. How come I have no more ice? What's going on here?
I think you're sucking down all the ice. So along our chat, somewhere along the way, my age comes up, and I tell him that I'm 30 years old. And he's like, what? You're only 30? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, then you don't need an EKG. And I'm like, okay. I mean, like, I don't... So far, like, fine, I don't need an EKG. And he's like, yeah, you only need one when you're 35, which I did get one when I was 35.
Uh-huh.
He goes, and you don't need another one until you're 40, and after 40, you need one every year. And I'm like, fine. So far, so good. He's like, well, he goes, I just assumed you were 40 with that gray in your beard and all the gray in your hair. I just assumed you were over 40.
Oh, you were in the gray wig?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I about dropped dead. I was like, this is what they mean about doctors and bedside manners.
That's a douchebag.
Is that not? Could you not believe that those words came in? Well,
it didn't even cross his mind to slow that sentence down at all.
It didn't
hesitate.
It just fired out like factual information.
I wish I was there.
Well, I just figured with the gray in your beard and the gray in your hair that you were over 40.
You're so stately.
I swear, I don't know if there was a test to see how far my jaw could drop, I would have passed easily.
So when are you shaving your beard off?
Probably very soon, actually. You know that's coming.
Oh my gosh. A stranger comments on something that hits the wrong button.
Right. Oh, I know. Yeah, that's just...
And you mull it over and you're thinking about it and you're like, what did they mean by that?
Yeah, so I stopped at the drugstore. I got myself some Just for Men. And...
Who are drag queens.
And accept, or you just...
That's the only male Long Beach stores at Rite Aid's.
Yeah, that's a Broadway Rite Aid. Wild transvestite, back up.
Yeah. Just for men who are drag queens.
Yeah, so I'll be doctoring that stuff up myself. So you vote douchebag. See, I don't think there's delightful in that story at all.
No, nope, douchebag.
Yeah, douchebag. Total douchebag.
There's a worker on the railing over there. You might want to look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but he's...
I'm smiling at him.
I see. He's, like, looking directly in our window. But he's not, like, the... Do you remember the little window washer guy that was here for a while? I took some pictures of him, the bald guy.
You have a guy that comes down on the little rack and
uh-huh.
washes your windows?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he was... I have a picture of him. I'll show you after the show. He's a total hot, bald Mexican guy. And I used to stand in my bedroom naked and just wait for him to show up in the mornings. You know, just... Be like, hello, good morning.
You were saluting him?
Yes. But he quickly learned not to look in my windows.
Don't fuck with me, fellas!
Well, okay.
Yes, so... other than that, what else? Oh, you know, I was recently in Vegas. I went to Vegas for a bachelor party. Not a bachelorette party. So that means, you know, doing all the typical bachelor things, getting drunk and being silly and stupid and going to steakhouse dinners. And, of course...
Gay bachelor, straight bachelor.
Straight bachelor.
We have to ask now.
And yeah, that's true.
There
well,
are
no,
some places.
I guess there are some places that are getting married. No, this is a straight bachelor. And so it was a straight bachelor party with a bunch of straight guys. We were the only gay guys in this bachelor party.
Okay.
And so we did a little tour of the gay, or excuse me, some straight clubs on Friday night. We ended up at the Luxor at, I don't know, Ka?
Tour?
Well,
those clubs are expensive.
Well, the first one we got in for free.
Okay.
Because we got on the guest list. So it must not be that popular of a club. But it was packed. So, I mean, popular, not popular, didn't really make a difference. It was full.
You threw your name.
Yeah, I called in a favor.
Right.
You know. Can I say that it was just a little urban in the room? If that makes any sense. Let's just say all the clientele, I think, looked like they were coming from North Las Vegas. Yes. Lots of teeth, lots of eyes.
Oh, really?
Lots of funk.
I thought that was like the gay hangout.
Luxor?
Yeah.
The pool party on Sunday is, but not the club at night. They have a couple in the Luxor, so maybe there was another one that was. We ended up in another one in the Luxor.
Well, perfect. Did you have your honey with you?
Mr. Tassick, yes. Yeah, he fit right in, man. He was grooving and moving. He was
Did
getting
you put
down.
One of those little leashes on him, so just in case, so you wouldn't lose him?
Sorry.
Hard to tell him apart, you know.
I've had that happen before. Oh, there he is. No, back. Oh, shit.
Shit. Who wants to go home with me? You throw your room key into the crowd.
So we went there, and then we went to another place afterwards. But it was Saturday night that they wanted to do the strip club. Now, you've been in Vegas with me, and we've gone to the Sapphire Gentleman's Lounge.
Yes, it's not really a lounge. It's more of a supermarket.
It is.
It's the size of a pavilion.
Yeah, it's very large. It's a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just crawling with broads.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it.
Really?
Yes.
If I told you, like, you know, there was, what, 70 women in there just roaming around naked?
Yeah, you can't imagine it. You can't imagine 2,000 men and 70 titty strippers.
Yeah, just
roaming around. Until you see it, you can't believe that there's that much money that needs to be paid on to tipping titties.
Oh yeah, they just sit there and they just keep ranking in the
cash money, honey.
Yeah, it's $20 a lap dance, and you know, you just keep it flowing. But
it's not intimate. I mean, there's like 20 women going at the same time. You don't know.
No,
who
there's
to look
more
at.
Than 20.
You don't know who to look at.
There's, well, because they've got the stage where they've
I
got
I mean,
a
that one's
people.
Heels are nicer than this one's. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm so confused. Which shoes am I supposed to appreciate?
they're like on a rotation. So it's song by song. You get a dance.
Oh, okay.
One dance is one song.
Do they
song.
Announce them?
Well, you know when the music ends and the next song starts.
But how do you know who's the one dancing to it?
Oh,
it seemed like there was multiple ones.
They
going.
Did announce who was dancing on the stage, but no one ever pays attention to who's dancing on the stage. It's all about who's working the crowd, because they have like 50 women working the crowd.
Did they announce some of the women?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So they
only announce
names,
when they're on.
Because
no,
their
no,
names
no. Well,
are a good thing.
They come up and they...
Fifi, Bam Bam, Bubblegum, Bambi.
they come up and they introduce themselves, and then they're kind of like...
What, do I have to talk dirty to you?
Yeah, you know, something like that. And they try to start out real friendly. Hi, what's your name? Oh, what are you guys here for? And like you said, it's not intimate because there was a group of like 12 guys. We're all sitting around a table.
Right.
And, you know, these girls are like piling on us. Every, you know, so they all want, you know, they all want some attention. And it's kind of, it's, I guess at my age, I'm not embarrassed to say I'm gay.
Yeah.
Definitely not embarrassed. I have no problem saying I'm gay, and I definitely told a few of them. But I don't, it's not like as they're coming to sit on my lap, I'm like, I'm gay. You know?
Oh, no.
You know, that's just like, that's too...
No, and you're also not afraid of titty.
No, and I do like a little titty in my face every now and then, but I didn't want to pay for it then. And if I paid for enough in my past...
It's usually you laying down and they're slapping you in the face.
Wow.
She's a fucking bitch.
So, usually, I let them sit down and then they, like, start talking to me. And after a couple minutes, I'm just like...
Girl, you forced me to believe... Everything you said, although I didn't understand a word.
Yeah, like, I'm not following you, lady.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Notice my tree is not interested.
Not interested. Well, here's what they've changed, Scooter Booter, since the last time you were there.
Uh-huh.
That little side room that we ended up in last time.
Oh, yes. The reserved room.
The reserved room. Yes. Yeah, we got booted out of because... There was
reserved.
Yeah, it was reserved for 50 empty tables.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that area now has turned into the male review. So now they're doing both men and women in the Sapphire Lounge. So I thought, oh, well, this is great. I stayed with the boys for a little while. Mr. Tassick, I stayed. You know, we indulged them. We,
yes.
You know, participated. And we both paid for my cousin to have a lap dance. And then it was kind of like, you know, we're going to go see what's in the other room, you know? They knew what was in the room. It wasn't like we were being secretive. So
and they went with you, right?
Actually, a couple of them walked in to check out what was going on, and then they left, you know, because it wasn't all that interesting. But let me set it up.
Okay.
So it's a big stage, and a bunch of tables around, and women. Lots of women.
You lost me.
I know. And there's a couple of guys scattered throughout the audience, but mostly all women. And what they had going on was kind of like a Magic Mike style performance.
Oh,
so
God.
Let me go back to the women. Women. 50 women work in the room independently. One brought up on stage dancing that no one's really paying attention to because everyone's got a woman in the lap.
Ugh.
That's what's going on. And
yeah.
Everyone's tipping money like
yeah,
this.
No, it's kind of
yeah.
seedy and
yeah.
dark. And
right.
And everybody's kind of secretly feeling themselves as they're watching these women. It's kind of yucky.
Exactly. You know, it's very... So, go into the male review where all the women are, and it's just the performance on the stage. So now they've got to put this huge production into it because they don't have the guys working the room.
They don't leave the stage?
They do private dances, but not like the way that, like the women do it, like just right there. They like take them to a back corner, to like a booth in the
back
corner.
They take the women to a back corner?
Yeah, and do the private dance back there.
The guys take a woman away.
Yeah, they take them away. They don't do them right there amongst the girlfriends.
Why not?
I guess maybe the girls are too pretentious for that. They don't want to get all, like...
Oh, that's
maybe.
True. That's true. They probably make more money by taking them away.
Taking them away.
Hey, I'm going to go over here in the corner.
Yeah. So the one that we walked into was, it was the Matrix, like a Matrix theme. So
oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Hot.
Yes. So the lights are flashing. Two guys come out. They're in the black jackets down to the ankles. They got guns. Gunfire's going off. Strobe
oh.
lights. Full-on
lasers?
Production. Lasers. All sorts of stuff going on. And then all of a sudden...
Was there leather pants? Black leather pants?
You couldn't see because the jacket was all the way down the ankles.
Oh.
Remember the Matrix. Remember he wore that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And they're literally doing like cartwheels on the stage. And full performance review. And the women were eating it up. They were cackling,
screaming,
catcalling. I told Rasta, my ears are starting to bleed. I mean, literally, from all of this noise. So, finally, the second one goes off, and then that's when the clothes started coming off. And they just were not attractive men.
You don't have to be.
Yeah.
For women.
But they're not. They weren't in any that at all attractive. And I get they don't have to be. So
yeah.
I guess if they don't have to be.
It's a different standard, I'm
they're
sure.
They're certainly not. Because they weren't. I mean, these were like older men.
Ew.
And just like
so
I saw.
So they were doing the straight stripping thing.
They were
totally different.
Very different. Yeah. Definitely straight stripping. I had a hard time not bursting out into full on laughter. I was sitting there like.
Goddamn.
It was that comical to me. It was not a turn-on. It was not sexy. It was nothing that I would pay any money for.
Those women were probably having the time of their life.
I imagine
honestly,
they were. There was a lot of bad...
They're so deprived.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting in your story here is that we're talking about one room where the men are ogling the women in the, you're a whore, I'm paying for you whore kind of way. And then in the men's room, you've got the women worshipping the men.
Right.
It's such a double standard. Even in the filthy money, they're giving the money and they're still giving away their power.
Right.
Bras are just dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on both sides.
Whoa.
Right?
Yes. But I actually did think that. I thought it's so weird to see the two dynamics in the same building, how different they are, how different the men are versus how the women are.
And now,
for really the same accomplishment. You know?
Yeah, no, very different. And were there separate entrances
no.
for them?
Because
that's
I was
really weird to me, because I can't imagine women wanting to walk through Sapphire on the way to this.
Well, you know, girls aren't as nearly bothered by seeing other titties as guys don't want to see the naked guys.
No, but they may not enjoy the lusty yuckiness of the men's side.
Yeah, they don't really... Well, yeah, there's the hallway.
To get to their side.
But what was more interesting was when we were standing in line, we're like, why are we standing behind a whole bunch of women? It was a bachelor party right. In front of our bachelorette party.
Makes
Wait,
no sense.
Other way around. It was a bachelorette party in front of our bachelor party. And I was like, why are all these women here? I didn't know that they had opened up the room for the male review. So, but
this does solve a problem that you've had, which is bachelorette parties showing up to gay strip bars.
That's right. Yes, send them on over there.
Right. Now, is the other site called Sapphire as well?
It's all one club. It's all the same entry. You go through the same security thing.
Okay.
They actually have a window, a cashier window, much like a casino. So if you want to break your 20s into dollars, they've got the stacks. They've got stacks of 20s and 100s ready to go. One of my cousin's friends actually got $100 worth of ones, and they gave her, like, he gave him...
That's a lot of ones.
The brick of ones, like, in the band with the wrap around it.
Oh, like, new?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they were new. They'd
that would give you a paper cut.
It's a little sticky, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to, like, you know, snap them one at a time.
Wait a second. I gave you a 3. Can you get that back to me?
But, you know, I think the ones are really for going up and tipping the girls that are, like, on the stage dancing. But no one was paying attention to them. For the private lap dance, it's $20, and I don't necessarily think they really appreciate receiving 20 single
that's a
bills.
That's a deal in Vegas. $20?
$20 for a lap dance?
I think so.
Really? How much would you pay for one?
Well, $20 here, but I would think in Vegas, things are so much more expensive.
Oh, okay. So you'd pay me $20 to give you a lap dance?
You'd have to pay me.
No, I don't think so.
Kiss my brown ass.
You'd have to pay me for that, too. What else did you do out there?
Let's see. Well, you know, we stayed at the Planet Hollywood, but right next door to the Planet Hollywood, they built what was the Planet Hollywood Towers, and they recently sold that property to Hilton.
Okay.
And that is where the boys stayed, so we went over there. It's all connected via the Miracle Mile shops. It is total Planet Hollywood feel under now a Hilton banner. So the rooms are very hip, very, very party-ish. They got a two-bedroom suite. You come in, it's got a full kitchen with a full-size refrigerator for all the booze and ice maker and everything.
Nice.
Stove in case you need to, I don't know, light something up on fire.
That sounds like the Hilton Grand Vacations.
It is. It's a Hilton Grand Vacation property,
okay. Yeah.
And then you go in, and it's they have this huge, probably 10-man wraparound red leather sofa in the living room.
10-man?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
But I know, and they were all sleeping in there. I'm like, ooh, I bet you this sofa is just...
And they're all horned up from the Sapphire?
Can you imagine by the time they drip dry through the morning, and then they are, like, probably stuck to that leather sofa. Can you imagine, like, trying to rip them off?
Did you have a bed?
No, I got my own room at the Planet Hollywood. I stayed at the Planet Hollywood. No, I'm not. No, you don't get me involved in those situations. No. I leave. But the room, which is a fairly large type of room, it had floor-to-ceiling windows, much like kind of my windows here, floor-to-ceiling, wall-to-wall. So it was all windows. So in the daytime, it's very bright. What was cool was a flick of a switch. Down came the window cover, which doubled as a screen, and they had the projector for this huge 20-foot projection TV system.
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool facility. So if you're in Vegas, think about, I guess it's the Elara Hilton Grand Vacation property, the Elara Tower.
I want to check it out.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool place. Other than that, I did do the Luxor pool party. I think I tweeted on that on Sunday.
Okay,
the Luxor
you love
party.
The pool parties.
I do. I don't know why you haven't gone to one yet. They're very chill.
Because they're on Sunday.
They are on Sunday, which works out fine for me because I can't leave Sunday till later in the evening anyways. But
why do the gays get the bad time slot?
I know, and then I heard that because the companies know that they don't need to sell out their pool on a Saturday, that it's already full. Why they need to sell out their pools on a day that they don't sell?
You know what they haven't figured out is that gays have a shitload of money.
Well, so do the people that come and stay at their pools normally, probably.
Maybe
it is Vegas. Well, yeah, it is a Luxor. You know what they are missing, and I threw this idea out there is they're missing having a hot stud running around with a basket full of oils and lotions to lather you up for those that forget, because like I forgot my oil.
I am looking for a new job.
I did say hot stud is a qualifier.
Oh so, my god.
So
you're on fire.
Yes. So I told the girl, I'm like, that would be a huge money. I would have paid $10 at least, and maybe more.
You would have had to pay $10
at least, maybe $20. I don't know if I would have paid $20.
Have you seen your back?
A lot of space to cover. It's a lot of lotion.
I'm going to have to go get another bottle. Can I mix two together?
But she ended up bringing me her baby oil, which I thought was very sweet of her.
Yes.
Yes. So, very fun. It's a pool party.
Hey, does your boyfriend put sunscreen on?
He does.
And does he tan?
He does.
I mean, obviously he tans, but I mean, is it obvious when he tans?
It isn't to me. He says he can tell when he gets dark. I tell him, you look the same to me. I haven't measured that. Like,
he doesn't have tan lines?
I have a tan line, a very distinct line. I can't see a tan line, no. I've looked.
So how can he tell?
I've looked.
How can he tell then?
He says he can tell.
Okay.
But I've looked deep and wide for a tan line and have yet to find one. So, but
look deeper, honey. What else happens in Vegas normally? What are the traditional things that happen in Vegas?
Well, usually princes rip off their clothes.
Yes.
But if they're not doing that, they're possibly going to weddings.
Weddings. Yes. Vegas is famous for weddings.
Yes.
Yes. And I had a interesting, wedding type thing happen.
What is a wedding type thing? It's either a wedding or
it's
not. Well,
it was a wedding reception.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I didn't
get involved.
But I wasn't going to a wedding reception. So let me tell you what happened.
Wait, I'm confused.
Yes.
All right, I'm just going to shut up while you tell me this.
So a wedding reception just happened to be where I was going. So I was going to a place that I don't normally go to in the LA basin, and I needed to find a nice dinner, so I went to one of my favorite apps, Yelp.
Oh, yes, I love the Yelp.
I looked up the highest star restaurant in the cheapest dollar category I could afford.
Uh-huh, that's a good Jew in you, yes.
Within a five-mile radius of my intended destination. And I came up with something in Old Town Whittier. And I thought, well, I've never eaten up there, but Old Town, that must be...
Very nice.
There's probably some stuff up there.
Yeah.
So, didn't even think twice about it. I hit the open reservation. I schedule for me and my friends. And I send everybody the address, and I'm like, meet us here. We're on our way to the restaurant, and I get a little ring-a-ding from the restaurant.
Okay.
Hi, I'm calling to verify your reservation. That's in 20 minutes. Okay, thanks. You are coming, right? I'm like, yes, that's why I reserved it.
Right.
okay, well, I just wanted to make sure. There's one little thing, the close sign is up, and I just want to let you know, not to turn away, that we are expecting you.
But the close sign is up.
The close sign is up. So
did you suggest he turn the open side out?
Well, I didn't know what it meant. Maybe they're so popular with the reservations, I just barely got in.
Right. Oh, well, that could be, yes.
Right? And they just don't want to disappoint people, so they just say closed for the night.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of odd. Okay. So we get there, I meet up with my two other friends. One of them's from out of town, and, you know, really was trying to make sure that he had a nice time on the town, and wanted something kind of low-key, I say low-brow, might have turned out to be that. We go in, it's very odd inside. The pictures from Yelp don't fit.
And it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Okay.
But as I'm opening the door, it's very clear there's a large gathering of people shoved in one half of the restaurant.
Okay.
And it's
does it matter what kind of food it is? Because I'm curious.
It's American.
Okay, so hamburgers, hot dogs?
American bistro, no. Like chicken and mashed potatoes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, they did have a hamburger, but a gourmet
of course
burger. And so I was like, oh, there's a lot of people in here. I thought this was going to be like a nice little white tablecloth, intimate, you know, quiet, fancy restaurant.
What was it, like an order and then we bring it to your table type of place, or is it a sit-down place?
It was a sit-down.
Okay.
So I said, I went to somebody who didn't have any type of uniform on, and I'm like, do you work here? Because nobody greeted me. There was no host stand.
Oh.
I'm like, are you part of them? What are we doing here? And he's like, who are you? And I'm like, my name's Scooter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, no, I have a reservation for you.
We're expecting you.
Your table's right here. You just walked right past it.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, it's in another room away from all this craziness? Oh, no, it's right here with this craziness. So there was a wedding reception that took up 95% of the tables in this restaurant. And then there were the three extra tables that they were renting out to normal customers. So I essentially was in the wedding party with the reception. And I'm like, what's going on here? Oh, it's a wedding reception. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why are you seating me in the wedding reception?
I play at a loss for even questioning here. I'm just, like, I'm baffled by this. So there were no other sections in the restaurant that were available?
There was no other rooms. There was nothing. We were the table next to the wedding reception.
Okay. So these people had rented out the restaurant for the wedding reception, yet they were still seating?
No, they had rented out 95% of the tables.
Well, shame on them for not renting out 100% of the tables.
Well, I guess they didn't need the other 5%, despite the other 30 people standing in their section.
Okay, so
I'm like, okay, well, we're starving. We've already got our plans after that. I'm like, you know what?
Are you at least getting the restaurant fare? I mean, are they bringing you...
It's five-star. I'm thinking, you know what? It's going to be great.
Okay.
Just go with it. This is the new Scooter Booter.
Right.
Don't have one of those moments.
No.
Yet. Yes. So they lead us to our table, and it's one of those... clearly, it had a white tablecloth on it before, but because they had to move them all to the wedding area, ours no longer has a white tablecloth on it. It's just that padded, fake leather thing that they're serving our food on top of.
Like,
and I'm like, what's wrong with this table? Well, the Lynns are over there with the wedding party, the important people.
Wait, they told you that?
No, but I was kind of like, oh, well, no, this is fine. You're fine. Yeah. I'm like, no, what's going on here? And I looked around the other three tables. They were the same situation. I'm like, all right. Fine. Just going to go with it.
Yeah, hey, you know what? At least it's not the floor.
Right.
Okay.
So we pull out the menus. I'm facing the wedding reception, so I can clearly see what's going on. I'm nosy like that.
Right.
And, what?
Okay.
And I want to
Did you offer up the bride and groom one of these?
No, I did think about that. I'm like, well, I'm close enough to start a kissing ceremony, right?
Yeah.
So we got a good laugh out of that. And so we all order. Waiter is very nice.
Okay.
His fly is wide open.
Oh, I love it.
Through the whole thing. Nobody says anything.
Okay.
I'm like, there's extra tip for that. And so
was
anyhow,
he at least cute? Like something maybe you were hoping something would flop out or?
Yeah, cute enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, look, there's a rainbow out there. Can you see it in the cloud?
Oh, I see it. It's beautiful.
It's a gay rainbow.
Well, it is Long Beach, honey.
Yes. So anyhow, the dinner takes about 35 to 40 minutes to arrive to the table.
Oh.
Which my knees start shaking.
Were there any like bread or any offerings for the table?
There was a little bit of bread, but we exhausted that quickly. He mentioned that we should get a calamari appetizer. We did that.
Okay.
So I'm like, I might be a cheap bastard. My friend's from out of town. He wants to have a nice time. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ignore it. So I'm checking out the wedding party. And it occurs to me that the bride is wearing kind of like one of those, you know how a sausage is like the little casing?
Yeah.
You know, she's wearing a dress like that. It's made out of polyester. It clearly is not a wedding dress. It's white. But it's kind of like a form-fitting,
yes,
elastiband type of a dress.
So she looked like a chorizo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then there was these bands of gold sequins on the wedding dress. And I'm thinking, that is not a wedding dress. But I held that thought, so we're going to come back to that.
Okay.
All right. Then, before the food arrives, another waiter comes over to our table and he says, excuse me, but could you keep it down?
Keep it down?
Yeah. Could you keep it down?
What were you guys doing? Rowdy? Were you playing Scrabble? What were you doing?
No, we were quietly talking to each other because there was a loud...
Here's my brown ass.
Going on?
There was a loud, yeah... On the other side, we were talking amongst the four of us. We were a fraction of the volume of the rest of the restaurant.
Okay.
And I mean, I was like slack jaw, and I'm like, excuse me?
Honey Badger, I am lactating with rage.
Oh.
What do you mean? And he's like, oh, I just need you to keep it down. And he leaves the table, goes to the other two, and it says the exact same thing, to which their reaction was, do you want us to leave?
That would have been my first thought, is, okay, we'll just leave.
So I turned to our friends, and I'm like, do you guys want to leave? I mean, I know our order's in, but at this point, I think it's more than fair that we leave this restaurant and they can suck it up.
Yeah.
Because this is just too weird for me. No, we're hungry. It's fine. Like, I'm like, why did he even say that? About 2 minutes later, the actual wedding erupts in the restaurant. two tables away from me.
Wait, hold on.
Priest,
what?
Groom, bride, father of the bride, mother of the bride.
The ceremony.
Wedding. In the restaurant.
No, come on, Scooter, you're putting me on.
No, true story. And I was kind of like, oh my God, there's a wedding starting.
Well, did you bring a gift at least?
That's why he was asking us to be quiet, because he realized there was going to be a wedding starting and they didn't want us to interrupt their wedding video.
Well, then perhaps they should not have sat the extra tables.
I'm like, what the F? This is too good. Now I'm staying because this is going on the show. So we're sitting there. I'm like taking in the ceremony. Now I am like all eyes on the ceremony.
Yeah, your experience with your friends is ruined.
Oh, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done with them.
Because you're now involved in this wedding.
They're talking. I'm watching the wedding.
Right.
So they're chit-chatting very quietly, by the way, because you don't want to interrupt somebody's wedding.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, no, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, something's not right here. Who holds a wedding in a restaurant that they don't rent entirely out? Second, the wedding management clearly didn't know a wedding was going to be in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So they pulled one over on the restaurant.
Okay.
And then I'm checking out the guests, and I realize it's all the bride. She's Latina. All the guests are Mexican.
Okay.
The groom is European, white.
Uh-huh.
No guests. And he's not talking to anybody, not even his bride.
Oh.
Wedding starts. I'm like, something's not right here. I'm looking at the bridesmaid. There's one. She's wearing a prom dress with a pink tutu. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is either the cheapest wedding I have ever seen, or something is going on here. The priest says, you may now kiss the bride. She goes in for the big kiss, and he turns and lets her put it on his cheek.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
So
can you figure out what was going on here?
It sounds like a sham wedding.
This was a green card wedding all the way around. And I couldn't figure out if it was hers or his. But after the aplauso,
uh-huh,
and the wah or whatever, which was seconds, he literally makes a beeline for the door, which passes right by our table, and I hear him go, and he runs outside and he starts smoking a cigarette.
Oh my Lord.
I'm like, this guy just made $30,000, or she did, for a green card wedding. Is that weird?
It's hard to believe that still goes on.
Yeah, well, you got to document it for INS.
Yeah, I suppose so. But they follow up on that stuff. You have to, like, be married for a certain amount of time. You have to, like, live together. You have to prove that you're living together.
Yeah.
You practically have to prove you're having sex together.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, that is a lot of work.
But you need wedding photos.
Oh, I see. Really? They go down that deep?
You need to make the story real.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how funny.
I never thought I would see that. And so when I got the bill, well, actually, we asked the waiter, like, what's going on here? Oh, well, we didn't know they were going to do a wedding. And then, the food came was horrible. I just couldn't understand how Yelp had done me wrong. So Yelp did me wrong.
Well, Yelp had done us wrong that one time we went to that Thai restaurant, remember?
In
Garden Grove.
Oh, my God, yes.
And that place...
You know what? We didn't look at the reviews, though. It was all Asian reviews.
I was going to say, they were all written in the Chinese writing.
Yes. That was our fault.
It wasn't just 4.5 stars. It was written in stars.
Mang, mang, mang. Yes.
Wow. Oh, well, that is really bizarre. Honestly, I think the restaurant should have comped your meal. They should not have even let you be in there in the first place.
You know what my tip was?
Next time, reserve the restaurant?
Well, through the ceremony, I found this interesting. Through the ceremony, the father of the bride was shooting our table dirty looks for whispering to each other. And I was giving him the dirty look right back, like, you cheap fucking bastard.
Right.
What the hell were you thinking not renting out these three tables?
Yeah.
So, your daughter must be cheap. I don't tell you. It's your own fault.
She's a cheap whore!
Oh my gosh, I was so tempted to just be nasty, but there were like 50 people in that room that were going to lynch me. So I kept my cool all the way to the car since we drove separately. The second the door shut, I unloaded on poor Poppy. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Speaking of which, since it was a Mexican fan, what did he run into any his family members there?
No, there's lots of Mexicans. He didn't know them.
Didn't know them. Okay, all right, fine. Perfect. That is really one of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I won't forget it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think I would have been with you, though. I think I would have stuck it in because... it's almost such a spectacle that you just want to see how it's going
to
end, right?
And I was trying to get my phone to take pictures, but there was too many people facing me. I'm like, I have to take pictures. Nobody's going to believe this.
Oh, you've never gotten caught taking pictures of people before?
I'm not good at it.
Oh, I've gotten caught.
Have you gotten caught?
Oh, I've gotten caught. Yeah,
and then what?
Yeah, nothing. You just keep on. What are they going to do? Like, rip the phone out of your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're going to do. So, never. Have you seen any good movies lately?
I have not.
You have not?
Have you?
You're such a moviegoer. I'm surprised.
Usually. Oh, wait. We did go the other day. Let me think about it. Have you
went and saw The Batman.
I did. Oh, that's right. And after you had seen it.
Yes.
Yes. I was a little confused how you were confused, but I give it a B.
Okay.
We give it a B.
And you like that type of movie, so that's interesting.
I enjoy that type of movie. I wouldn't say I like, but...
We were going to go see the other night. We wanted to see a movie on Sunday, so we were looking up, and I was interested in seeing The Campaign with Will Ferrell, but for some reason I wasn't really feeling like comedy at the moment. So there was that new movie out with Robert Pattinson.
Twilight? Part 2? Part 1?
5? Part... No.
Part 90?
No, it's, I think it's called like Cosmopolis or something. Cosmopolis. It's not Cosmopolitan, so it's like Cosmopolis or something like that.
Okay.
And I had seen him, he's been working the late night circuit promoting the movie, and you know I like late night, so I've seen him talk about it. So Mr. Task and I watched, he asked me to explain what the movie is about, and I said, well, I really don't know what the movie's about, but let's watch the trailer, and then, you know, we can decide what we want. So, 2-minute trailer on Fandango, we watched the trailer, and he looked at me and he's like, so what is the movie about? And I'm like, I really don't know.
How long has this been out? I don't see it in my listing here.
It's a limited release. It's playing at the art theater right here down the street from me.
Okay, it's artsy.
So we ended up not seeing that because the trailer did not bring me in. So, but we ended up seeing The Campaign with Will Ferrell, and you know, I like politics. You know, I'm more of a cynic than anything because I don't participate other than voting. But I'm not on any campaign, whatever they call those things, committees or anything. So I'm more of just cynical and all that. But so watching the movie, when I got it was campy, funny, whatever. You know, it's just it is what it is. It was, but
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it's Will Ferrell. And it's all about the dirty politics behind and what drives politics and buying and selling of campaigns. Matter of fact, two of the main characters were the Koch brothers, which, of course, is a take on the Koch brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. And so when we got there with the movie, so you get some good laughs. There's some good funny parts, you know, laugh out loud moments. You're not really taking anything deep in.
Mm-hmm.
But I told Mr. Tasek, I said, the sad part about that movie is it's 100% true. Because campaigns are bought. You know, they're just, every single one is bought. And this kind of highlights how that works, you know. Big money, pays for campaign managers, pays for ads, you know, that kind of stuff. But obviously, the movie was taken to an extreme on a satirical comedy standpoint. But it's very disheartening in the fact that this is actually the way our American politics system works.
Aww,
you know
yes.
what I mean? Like it doesn't really matter because...
It was more of a documentary than a comedy.
Sadly, it really was. So, but it was really funny. Like I said, there was plenty of good LOL moments, so we enjoyed that. But
have you been to Build-A-Bear?
I've walked through Build-A-Bear.
You get the concept.
Yeah, you know, that was the first gift that Mr. Tastic bought me was a Build-A-Bear.
I went to a Build-A-Bear 15 years ago, maybe when they first showed up in the mall.
Uh-huh.
And I went, this is the stupidest effing idea.
Really?
They're stupid.
They're making money hand over fist, though.
Yeah, they are. And I just am like, I cannot believe how well they have done. But I'm like, okay, you know, props to you for figuring out a market. You know,
yeah.
People want to customize a bear that costs you $1.20.
I have one sitting right up there.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Lakers jersey.
Yeah, and all the accessories. For those of you who haven't been to one, you fill up your bear. That's creepy in the first part of it. You fill up the bear and you put a heart in it. It's creepy. I like my bears pre-stuffed. Wait, I don't like bears.
Yeah.
I don't like them stuffed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you can buy
most
clothes.
Most of the bears are stuffed, usually with fried chicken and biscuits.
Right? They don't have those accessories there. Yeah, you can buy clothes and accessories and this
boots,
you know,
and
this rings up to, you know, $35-$40 for a stuffed animal.
More than that.
Yeah. Well, my godson invites me to his birthday party this weekend, and I go down there in the morning. It's right next to Build-A-Bear. Have you seen it? It's Ride Makers.
Oh, yes.
It's the Build-A-Bear for boys.
Right.
It's build your sports car with all the accessories and et cetera.
Wheels.
They've one-upped the Ride Makers. Those cars that come out of there can be upwards of $70 a piece.
Really?
Yes.
And do they really work, or are they just like for show? Are they like electric or
It's such a genius thing, because first you build a stock car. You pick the body, then you put the inner. They give you the innards, which is just a dumb innards that has maybe flashing light on it or something. And then you put the wheels on it, and then you realize it doesn't look that special. It looks like something I could have bought at Toys R Us that's very uncustomized. So you pull the wheels off, you go get colored wheels, and you get stickers to put all over your car, and then you're like, okay, it's looking cooler now. But the kid next to you bought the remote control innards. So can I upgrade to the remote control innards? By the time you're done, these cars are like $70+ a piece. Oh, you want a battery pack with that? You want to make it remote control? Well, that's $25. Okay, so now I can use that as a remote control. No, you need a remote control if you want to, and you need that battery pack. So the remote control really is $50. It's not $25. At this point, you're so invested in the fucking car.
You just keep going.
You just go. So my godson's 8, and there were 10 boys there, and they make a whole thing out of it. They've got a host that's, you know, telling them everything. The mother. And they preset each kid at a $30 car. I didn't see one parent, because she made sure all the parents came with. I didn't see one parent not in the line to pay for their extras.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my godson, of course, got the full upgrade. I helped him with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you know, you got to accessorize, sweetie. Oh, no. Green tires to go with your green car.
Did you put one of those equality stickers on the dog bumper?
They didn't have that on there.
See? They don't have everything there.
They don't. Yes, I was so proud of him. He picked the lower stock body, but eventually we got it up to like a $70 car, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
So the Build-A-Bear was next door. You could have run next door and just got a rainbow sticker and come back and put it on the car.
Do they have rainbow stickers?
The Build-A-Bear, I'm sure they must.
My friend did a Build-A-Bear there, and he's like, what makes it gay? And I'm like, a pair of army underwear. We'll make a Build-A-Bear. That's all you put on it, and then you can give it away as a gay gift. So anyways, yeah, she probably dropped $600 for 10 kids. But how long do you think that process would take?
Hour and a half?
Yeah, an hour and 45 minutes to take 10 kids through building a car. And it wasn't the building. The building, it took a minute and 46 seconds. They had timers there. They were racing each other. It was the rebuilding and the upgrading and the stickers and the...
So you race putting the car together?
Yeah, they make a contest out of it amongst your party. They've got the pull-down drills. Ear.
Actually, that sounds fun.
This is brilliant. I respect it way more than the Build-A-Bear, because you walk away with something that actually you could drive off the lot. You know
right.
what I mean? Then, before they let you go, you all have to stand in front of the store, in front of the big logo, and they take pictures, and they put it in, you know, the little envelope sleeves. I'm like, okay, and here's the marketing segment where you show this to all your friends. Oh, my God, that looks so fun. I have to go.
Yes.
So... brilliant.
That actually does sound like fun, though.
It was, and I enjoyed doing it on my friend's dime.
You know, the Build-A-Bear, we've talked about my sister a couple times and her controllingness and all that of everybody. But my niece, the younger one, she's going to be the one that my sister's going to have problems with, right? A few years back, my niece got a bunch of money for her birthday. So my sister allowed my dad, her grandfather, to take her to the mall to spend her money. And so my sister told my niece, you need to spend your money, you need to buy clothes, you know, you need to buy these things. And she specifically told my niece, I don't want you spending this money on a Build-A-Bear. Because I guess my niece wanted one. I guess that's what my niece wanted, was a Build-A-Bear.
What's it to her?
But, well,
it's her birthday money.
It's my sister. You know my sister. She likes to control everything.
Oh, my God.
But luckily, my sister didn't take her to the mall. My dad told me that my niece walked right through those mall doors and right to the Build-A-Bear shop and spent every last penny on the Build-A-Bear.
Delightful.
I told my dad, I know my older niece, my sister has control of her. Uh-huh. The younger one, she's going to have her hands full.
How dare she tell her not to spend money on her birthday gift.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's just my sister.
Come on. I know, but good for your niece.
I know, right? I was like, love it!
You know what? We have a Twitter segment. Before we get to that,
okay.
I wanted to mention that we led in with our a song by Carrie Hilson called No Boys Allowed. Just in case you were wondering.
I know. If you've made it this far, 65 minutes in the show.
And you're pissed off that we never told you what it was.
Carrie, where do you find this
Isn't
stuff?
Isn't she in a whole bag?
She looks a little bit like Beyonce.
Really?
Rihanna?
Is she black? I'm so bad with that stuff. You're closer to those people.
She, I don't know. She looks like Rihanna.
That's obviously not her hair. You're right. She is black.
Yeah.
Where
do you find these people? I've never heard of her.
I don't know. I don't know. I hear a good beat. I like it. I pay for it.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
You can get a good beat down is what you're going to get paid for.
What, Aunt Phyllis? What?
Would you like more ice?
Oh, now you ask me? So I'm staring at this punch-colored thing? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Leave it. Okay, so Twitter, we're not talking about our Twitter followers today.
Because we don't get anyone tweeting us.
Well, we do a little bit.
Actually, I got an interesting tweet from someone who shared a video with me. Did you see that Twitter?
No.
It was a tweet they shared with me.
Your crotch beeped.
Huh?
Your crotch beeped.
I know it did. I don't know what happened. It was a video taken by someone inside of an airplane cockpit when the airplane crashed.
Oh, yes. I have seen that.
Is that not that really made my blood curdle.
It does kind of make your skin crawl.
It really did.
How did they walk away from that?
They did walk away from it. I don't know.
How
did
they?
Luck.
You want to interview that pilot.
I know, right?
Okay.
Thank you for tweeting me that, and sorry we did not write down his name who it was, but thank you for thinking of me.
Acacius Page did tweet us.
That's him, isn't it?
Yes.
That's him.
Touché, your hair wouldn't fit in that cabin.
That's it, Acacius Page. Thank you. Thank you for seeing an airplane crash and thinking of me. I appreciate that.
I did want to bring to you, I've been reading a few cute tweets, and what I'm going to start doing is starring the cute tweets, because they make me laugh, and I'm thinking, why, they should make everybody laugh. And maybe if you're into Twitter, you might want to follow some of these people.
Yes.
Now, I've talked about I follow Cher. I follow her for the sheer wreck, what do you call it? Wreck of it? She's a wreck.
Okay.
She's a wreck.
She's a mess.
Wreck.
Hot mess.
Yes. She retweets all sorts of shit. If you want Cher to retweet you or write back to you, just write her.
Oh.
I don't know how this woman has so much time on her hands.
Well, she's not working on a lot of projects, honey.
Her PR manager definitely has not approved her Twitter account.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Yeah, so somebody tweeted her, not sure after reading your tweets, that she got out of the eighth grade.
Oh.
Now, normally when somebody says something nasty about you, what do you do?
Ignore it.
You ignore it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you validate it.
Yes.
By not ignoring it. Cher retweets it.
Okay.
In her thing and says, I'm dyslexic. Dyslexic, thank you. But I'm Cher, and I have no idea who you are. Retweet. She's just crazy.
Wow.
She's just cuckoo.
Have you tried tweeting her?
No, but I just, sometimes you just read through her stream, and you can tell she is just going off on people, and they are trying to work her up. I should write her. I should write
her
and be like, honey.
Is your crotch on fire? Is that what they're coming for?
Nope.
Yeah, definitely. Try tweeting her. See if you can get her tweet back.
I will. From Babylon.
Yeah.
Now, do you follow Joan Rivers?
I don't.
You might want to.
Okay.
She has some pretty snarky stuff, and so that was kind of sad, but Joan Rivers had a comment about it. So she tweets, I just found out that I've been mentioned in Phyllis Diller's will.
Oh.
What an honor.
That's lovely.
It says, quote, I leave absolutely nothing to that fat pig Joan Rivers. I love her.
Yes.
Joan Rivers, she's funny. And, you know, I mean, obviously when you see Joan Rivers, I don't know if you've seen her. She's, I mean, very clearly plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
She's not afraid to
No, she's very, very forward about it.
But I love how fit she is and just active, and she's still the same Joan Rivers she's always been.
Yeah, no.
Even more feisty.
Yeah, she's great. At her age, she's fantastic. 70 years old, fantastic.
Yes.
Did you see the Comedy Central roast, her roast?
Oh, no. Was it good?
Oh, it's very good. Yeah, I think I have it. So, but it's very, very funny.
So that brings us to the end. Boo-hoo.
The end already?
I know, it's kind of anticlimactic, right?
Oh my god, I thought we had more.
We have to go eat.
I know, we gotta eat off his buzz. All the ice is gone, we're just drinking raw alcohol now.
My ice was gone a long time ago, bitch.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, honey, well, thank you. I loved hanging out with you, as always.
Of course. And are you have anything coming up?
Oh, shit, I got to stop and tell you about that. Yes, as a matter of fact. Thank you for reminding me. I am going to be in New York City this weekend for Labor Day.
New York City?
New York City, where I'm going to get myself some fresh salsa. But I will be hanging out a little bit with Justin. Matter of fact, we're going to be hanging out Saturday night.
What about Jaime?
Jaime as well. I'm going to be seeing Jaime, but he works a couple nights, and then he's off for a couple nights. But Saturday night, I'll be hanging out with Justin. Now, I believe you said that his area is Hell's Kitchen, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I believe if you know Justin and you're hanging out in the Hell's Kitchen area, you might be looking for Aunt Phyllis on Saturday night. And then we're going to do the CT Sunday, the gay cruise boat.
Yes.
So I got our tickets for that. It's the Latin cruise. So,
ooh,
I have...
they might have the whistles and the tequila.
They might have the whistles and the tequila. So, if any of you have a good suggestion for a restaurant where there's a good chance of getting food poisoning, I'd like to take Mr. Tastic for breakfast that morning. and I'll just have coffee. So, enjoy the Latin CT on Sunday. So, if you're in New York City, look for me. I'll be there. Just look for the big hair.
Super fun.
Yeah. What are you going to do this weekend, Labor Day weekend?
I'm headed to the USC game. I've got a four-day weekend.
Ooh.
And I'm going to change my earthquake water this weekend. Aren't you excited?
Earthquake water?
Yes. I'm so prepared.
Oh, yes. The water you keep in your...
garage.
Yeah. We've had the 400 earthquakes this week or something.
It's been
like
out
that.
Of control. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it. Because the program that you...
Is alerting you, right?
It's alerting me. And it's been going off the hook the last couple of days.
I know. I'm like, what the hell's going on over there?
Yeah, we're just...
We're getting ready to slide off into the ocean.
We are. The Pacific Shelf is ready to fall right off. Right here. Yes. Nevada's going to be the new Pacific Coast.
Bye.
All right. Well, you have a great Labor Day weekend. And Scooter Booter, you have a great time at the USC game.
And you have a good time at the CT.
We'll do it. I'll try not to tip the boat over.
Or sink it.
And with that, you've been listening to Babylon Podcast. I'm Aunt Phyllis Dean.
And this is Scooter Booter.
Love y'all.
Bye, kids. This is the dawning.